Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
Joshua 24, 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, notice there, that is again an act of the will. You can do what you want to do, but for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Amen. Now, I mean, that's just bottom line. Me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Now, I notice where people have their attention. For instance, my grandson, Jonathan, and single young man, going to the University of Incarnate Word in San Antonio. He's captain of the team and quarterback. He's very good. And so he and John, my son, came over to visit with Gloria and me the other afternoon. And we're all sitting out just out on the back deck. It's real pretty out there. And so they came over. And the two of them talked about football the whole time there. Well, and that's what Jonathan's called to do. He's called into that. And has committed his life. He's taking business courses. And really, I mean, his grades are just tremendous. And his coach said, I have to run him out of my office because all he wants to do is study those films. Now, he is in his calling. Well, when they're sitting there, you know, I want to talk about the Lord. But what do I do? I'm going to talk about football while they're here. See, amen. And it always amazes me. Now, you really have to be careful with that. You can get leaning to where it becomes a god. I did this with airplanes. We would go over to our friends, or they would come to our house, and all we talked about was airplanes. And you get a little bit nervous when you go take a physical because, man, my, you know, if you bust this physical, what am I going to do? And I realized it. This one man, just a dear man, and glory to God, was able to lead him to the Lord years later. Anyway, his wife told Gloria,
she said, I'll tell you one thing. I'm just going to tell him. It's either those airplanes or me.
Gloria said, you better not. She said, what do you mean? She said, if I were to tell Kenneth that, he'd say, okay, I'll talk to you about it later. Right now, I'm headed to the airport. Well, she did it. It's either me or the airplanes. He said, okay, take a hike. Well, I didn't blame him. I wouldn't have lived with that either. I pray to God she changed later on in life, because we were all young and stupid. But she, well, I won't go into that. Bless her. But he went ahead and he came into my little office there one day and he said, Kenneth. Now, all he had ever done was agricultural flying. I mean, he was a crop duster and sprayer, and that's all he'd ever done in his whole life. He came off of the farm, and then he just started spraying crops and stuff like that. He'd never flown a passenger in his life. And he came in, he'd gone to work for the same little company where I was. And he came in, and Spencer, he came in, and he said, Kenneth, I need you to, he said, I noticed you sell and all that, and wonder if you could talk to me and tell me something about selling. I said, yeah, Emmett, I can. I said, look at me. I said, shake hands with me. I said, Emmett, look at me. Got him to look at me. Got him to shake my hand. So the boss put him over the agricultural airplanes. Back in those days, Piper built a Piper Pawnee, which was a sprayer, and it was a good airplane. So he got out and started selling these things. And he's taking them in trade. And he's selling them and selling them and selling them. And finally the boss called him in and he said, Emmett, don't sell another one till you get all that other junk off this airport. He just covered them up in trade-ins. And he just kept going and just kept going. And finally he went in the jet business and became a very, very successful man. And we went down to, I told you about Dr. Reed that called when I laid hands on Gloria then. Well, this was part of the deal there. An airplane that we flew down to him. And so then we would fly it back to Little Rock. And so I had flown it down there. So Emmett was in the left seat. He was flying it back. And Bill talked at about this level most of the time. And he said, now, don't want you boys going back without prayer. And so he grabbed me, and there were mechanics working there. And he grabbed me, and he said, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I looked at him, and he looked over at me, in the name of Jesus. And mechanics bowed their head. And we got in. Bill was not the least bit embarrassed about anything. And he laughed all the time. And we got in the airplane, and it was very quiet. And Emmett was flying. And I'm just sitting over here thinking, wondering what Emmett is thinking. He looked over at me and he said, well, by God, we've been prayed for. And I was able to go ahead then and just lead him all the way into the Lord. And he did very well and eventually went home with cancer. And he's in heaven today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So why talk about all of this? Well, all these are conglomerate experiences in life that make up the stepping stones of faith. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, here again, let's go back to Matthew 21:16. We've talked about this before, but this is going to lead us into a place of great victory. The 15th verse, the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Messiah. And were sore displeased. And he said unto them, Hearest thou what these say? Jesus said, Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? Thou hast protected praise. He is quoting the 8th Psalm. So let's go over there. Actually, the 8th and the 9th Psalm. Psalms of David. Now he said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected what? Praise. Praise, right? All right. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. We're back to strength again. You have ordained strength. Glory to God. Thank you. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you made him a little lower than the angels. No, that is a very bad translation. You have made him a little lower than Elohim. You have made him a little lower than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Elohim, God, plural. In the beginning, Elohim. Let us make man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. You made them to have dominion over the works of your hands and have put all things under his feet. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm developing my strength right now. Whoa, I praise you, Lord. Out of my mouth, out of my mouth, out of my mouth comes the glory of the Gadabastelo. I'm stronger and stronger. I'm stronger and stronger. Now, when I went back to school, now I'm 30 years old. Now, I had done a lot of study in aviation and all that, but I hadn't been in school. Are you kidding me? I didn't like the last time I was there. I get into class, and one of my very strong, I met him through the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. And he was a Southern Baptist, and he was an educator, and just full of the Spirit of God and full of the love of God. And then I went to see him because, I'm just there by faith, in faith. And I went to him. I said, now, and I told him, he said, will you trust me in this? I said, sure. So he just picked out my courses for me. He had no idea that I despised math. Now, I was a good English student. Sometimes you can't tell it, but a good English student. And I enjoy good English. And, you know, oh, anyway. So, and I had a refresher course in algebra. Ouch. A refresher.
Nothing refreshing.
No. And he said, "Good morning." That's the last thing I understood. That was it. I just sat there, I looked at him like a calf at a new gate. So I went over to the library and got this algebra book. And so I'm trying to read this thing, and I'm trying to study. And I realized I couldn't study very long. My mind would just lock up. And I'm doing my best here. I'm working at this. And it would just, I mean, it had been so long since I had to apply that kind of mental effort. And so I just, it just choked me down. I had to look at my driver's license and see what my name was, but I couldn't find it. Just load up. And I said, "Lord, what am I going to do?" He said, "Did you ever read in my word with a stammering lips and another tongue, I will speak to my people, and this is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest." I said, yes, So I just stopped and just pray in the Spirit, and it kind of released a little bit. And I said, "Lord, I just have to put your hand of care on this." And so then I'd feel that coming on. And so I just stop and pray in the Spirit, and I go over to the book of Hebrews. I labor to enter into that rest. I go over there to the book of Isaiah. This is the rest. And a little more, and a little more, and a little more, and got to where if I wanted to, I could study all night. I didn't want to, thank you very much, but... But my mind wasn't under pressure anymore. And I never forgot that. That you get to where you're really tired and all of that. Well, your tongue talking is low. Get you some rest. And me, you know, I'm given to sing. And I like to sing. And just sing, glory to God. And all of a sudden, and believe it or not, I actually passed that course. I got a C, but a C is good. Oh, man. Oh, glory be to God. It is the... And you come on over, you just swing, oh Lord, the ninth verse, "Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I will praise thee, oh Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies, not if. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever. Though thy enemy destruction are come to perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you just sing.
Yes.
And sing. And sing, and sing, and sing, and worship Him, and worship Him. And you can go to sleep at night. And then you can just lay your head down, and you can say, oh, the Lord, He is my blessing. He is my song. And I care for Him oh so very much. All the night and the day long. He's the one who lifted me up out of the mire and the depth and the clay. And He set my feet on a high place. And gave me this day. He's the one that called me by my name and said, Kenneth, I love you. And when He said that, suddenly it seemed like I knew what to do. I knew that it was my God. I knew it was the one who set me free.
The Word of Faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website. In any professional field, the way to become an expert is to learn the basics and master the fundamentals. Apply that to your faith. How do you become an expert in faith? You practice the fundamentals. Get back to the basics of faith with Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, The Fundamentals of Faith. 15 messages on DVD, MP3 disc, or digital download. Use it to build a strong foundation on the Word of God that won't be shaken by any storm of life. Learn what hinders faith and how to renew your mind to the truth of all God has promised you in Scripture. Discover 4 steps to prayer that always bring results. You are an overcomer through Christ. Believe God's Word, speak it out, take action, and receive the victory He's given you. Stand firm in your identity in Christ and know who you are in Him and who He is in you. Become a faith champion by mastering the fundamentals of faith.
Become a faith champion. Request your free Fundamentals of Faith series available on DVD or MP3 from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Identify and resolve wrong thinking and build your faith as you renew your mind to the truth of God's Word. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
All this week, we are learning how to become rooted in the basics of faith. And I want you to remember to request our free product, The Fundamentals of Faith, this teaching series by Kenneth Copeland. It's in this 15-message series that you're going to learn the keys to powerful prayer that brings results. You're going to learn how to avoid the little hindrances that try to hinder your faith. You're going to learn how to confidently move any obstacle that's in your way that's keeping you from God's promise. Now, maybe you've heard Brother Copeland say this before, we need to become more God inside minded. How do you do that? Well, in this series, you're going to find out how to do that step by step, what it means to believe in your heart, how to act on your faith. And one of the big stumbling blocks that many Christians seem to face is how to receive results when they pray. If that's been an issue for you, you need to get this series because Brother Copeland outlines the scriptural grounds for that process, how to walk in it, how to get God's results in your life. And you can live like the faith champion that God created you to be. And the life that He has planned for you is a life of victory, but you are going to have to come back to the basics of faith and become a master, if you will, of these faith fundamentals. So go to kcm.org to request your free copy by mail, or you can start today. You can start listening right now today just simply by downloading your free copy from the website. And if you need prayer for anything, I want you to call KCM's prayer line. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And that's why there's an entire staff here that are licensed prayer ministers trained in the Word of God, and they're here to pray the Word in faith with you. Now, whether you're needing healing or prosperity or the wisdom of God or protection, whatever it is, you can apply the Word of God to your life and apply it with faith-filled prayers and expect breakthrough. So we have prayer ministers here who are ready to agree with you in the Word of God, ready to take God's Word, take His thoughts, ready to believe it, ready to speak it, and walk it out by faith. And watch the Word go to work in your life. Watch it change your circumstances and enable you to receive the promises that you've been seeking from God. Now listen, KCM has offices around the world, so to connect with the office nearest you, just go to kcm.org for their contact information. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We look forward to seeing you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith and boldness, and live in the power of God.